Can you talk a little bit about the casting of Alex? Because she, so much of it, of the movie, is a lot of her listening. So you really needed somebody special who could convey so much when they're not saying anything and just listening. And I thought that was really interesting.
And really, I wrote the part for Katrieva Phillips, who is the main actress. She plays Alexandra, and I worked with her maybe 5 years ago. I was actually applying for grad school. I wanted to go to AFI, film school, for directing. Super hard to get into. I think they sent me 4 or 5,000 people, like, apply every year. They narrow it down to like 50, and then half of that, they interview those 50, and half of that actually get in. So I got into the top 50, and part of that was like making a short film about a topic. And they said it has to be about a visitor. So that was pretty generic. And I ended up writing the scripts in the 1920s of two women, kind of flappers, sitting down and playing a Ouija board for the first time. And because it was kind of a hot commodity back then, right? And Katrieva, I'm giving a lot of backstory for this a little bit, but Katrieva gave an audition for it. She did such a good job, 100%. I was like, you're it. And she can just cry on the drop of a dime, and can show so much emotion in that little space of time. I mean, I had a time limit on that application for AFI. I think it was like 3 minutes, maybe, so pretty short. So that's not a lot of time to like build an arc and show some emotion. And she just did it, and it was so good that I was like, I have to put you in something else like this. 2.5, 3 minute thing is not nearly enough. And of course, we were actually, both her and I are like musical nerds, so we were like belting Phantom of the Opera while setting up in between takes, and we kind of became fast friends. So, but when I started writing Alex as a character, I knew that it was going to be mostly listening, and that she was going to have maybe 3 or 4 scenes where, we as an audience are given the chance to connect with her and empathize. And a lot of that is early on when she visits her father's grave, and then of course, more so as the film progresses, without giving away too much. And so I knew it was critical that, I have a actor who can handle that emotion and also be able to convey that quickly, right? Because there's just limited time for their us as the audience to start to empathize. And I actually heard someone say something interesting. I can't remember if it was a review or a podcast that we were talking about it. And someone said, I actually hated Alex at first. And then I totally empathized and was crushed for her by the end of the film, which I mean, that I can't take a more flattering comment than that, because some of my favorite films are those characters that start one way and end up another. They go on a journey. And I especially love it when I hate the hero in the beginning, and by the film, or by the end of the film, I am rooting for them and I'm crying for them. And somewhere in between, I always give the example of Doctor Strange. Is that I don't know when in that film you start rooting for Benedict Cumberbatch's character, but it happens at some point, and I need to probably watch it again to figure out when it is. But it's almost like a magic trick, right? So, I'm not comparing our film to Doctor Strange; it's two different films. But to be able to kind of give that arc to a character, I think is a privilege I had in this film, and having an amazing actress who could handle that, because the whole film kind of rides on her, and she barely says anything, which is also a huge challenge. Actually, I think it's harder to not say anything as an actor than it is to have a lot of lines where you can kind of emote and perform.
Yeah, her whole journey, like you said, she doesn't have too many lines. So like the whole emotional arc, like we see the physical arc, that's easy. But like the emotional one is like the heavy burden on her to somehow show in her facial features. I thought it was great. So I have a question, like it's a personal question, just because I always grew up loving supernatural stuff. Like I was the kid who checked out all the stuff at the library. Why do you think that ghost stories are something that are told over time? Like, what is
Oh
it
gosh,
about
that's
that
such a
is so
cool.
interesting?
That's such a cool question. Well, so I will say I'm 100% a believer in this sort of thing. You know, I've been coming in on all of these early on when we were like promoting the Indiegogo. I was on a lot of like paranormal podcasts, so I got to like really geek out because that was the subject matter. And I'm talking to like film reviewers and people that are more into just like the film side of things. I'm telling them about terms like high strangeness and poltergeist and stone tape theory and you know all these things because I've been really interested in that from the point of view is it really gives a lot of inspiration. You know, this bookshelf behind me, the middle row right there, is all nonfiction paranormal. So you know, when I'm doing a lot of research, and we did it for this film as well, I did a lot of research with people in far West Texas who had close encounters with these lights, whatever they are. And so I like to start there because often like the most astonishing things are like the whether you want to believe people or not. You know, I tend to believe that most people are not trying to pull my leg. You know, some of the most astonishing things come from nonfiction accounts of stuff, and then it becomes like a really cool like soil which you can like embed a story in, and then build the fiction on that. But ghosts, why are they so timeless? I don't know. Maybe it's just we all hope that death is not the end secretly. You know, even the staunchest atheist probably is not very comfortable with the idea of the abyss after we pass on, right? So maybe that's part of it. Every culture has ghost stories, and you know, they're each culture kind of puts their own spin on it. It says a lot about their values, I think. You know, I'm personally really inspired by like the, you know, kind of the traditional British Gothic ghost story, you know, and it's what's her name? I'm totally blanking. The author Susan Hill, who wrote The Woman in Black, you know, which was made into a really great film adaptation recently. That whole aesthetic of like the ruined abbey in some, you know, far off forgotten corner of Wales, or the cemetery, the churchyard, and then you open up a crypt and there's this staircase that turns down and there's candles that are mysteriously still lit after 250 years. And you know, all of that aesthetic is really appealing to me. But it kind of, again, it supports a lot of really interesting kind of subtextual stuff like regret, and you know, like a lot of stuff with Edgar Allan Poe, and his was about like familial curses and how the mistakes of our forefathers can come to bear on us today. You know, I think that's a lot of when I talk about the word haunting. We can be haunted by ghosts, but we can be haunted by memory in the case of Alex and the ghost lights. We can be haunted by regret. We can be haunted by the mistakes of our fathers, right? Or mistakes of our parents, the mistake of our, you know, I talk about today, right? Like we're as a society suffering hugely from the mistakes of people 50, 100, 150 years ago. You know, think about slavery. You know, I actually have a script that's all about, you know, dealing with kind of like the ghosts of and the curse of slavery. That's a expensive film because it's a Western and that takes a lot of money. But Yeah, so I think that's what it is, but I think there's a timelessness to it. But I also think that the ghost story captures so many subtextual things that you can just adapt the story over and over and over again. And I don't know, like The Haunted House is also really interesting. Think about The Conjuring is an interesting film that embodies that, you know, how the unsettling nature of moving away to a new place and how, you know, a place can be cursed, you know, all that kind of stuff I'm really interested in. So I'm giving you extremely long-winded answers for pretty short questions, but you're asking stuff that gets me really excited. So